must accept finite disappointment, but we must never lose infinite hope. Welcome, everyone. I'm McDaniel Phillips, and this is Times of Refreshing, a ministry of Bethesda Hall in partnership with TWR Asia. Our host is author, teacher, and itinerant speaker, Kenneth Wong. Well, in baseball parlance, sometimes life throws us a curveball. We are dealt the unexpected, and if we're not properly prepared, we could succumb to disappointment, dejection, even despair. But with all of the curveballs of life, we must accept finite disappointment, but we must never lose infinite hope. In just a moment, Kenneth welcomes guest speaker Dr. Harry Tan, who will share a reflection from Psalm 23 on the challenge of life's dark valleys.
Thank you very much, McDaniel. And what a great joy and pleasure it is for me to welcome Dr. Harry Tan to the Times of Refreshing program and to introduce him to our listeners. Harry was saved as a student in a university in New Zealand in 1973. He was called by the Lord to serve as an elder at Bethesda Hall since 1986. He and his family are now in happy fellowship at Bethesda Hall in Depot Walk. He has taught in the National University of Singapore as a member of the civil engineering faculty since 1980. I've known Harry for many years as an able and systematic expositor of the scriptures, which I'm sure all our listeners will also benefit tremendously from listening.
Thank you, Kenneth, for your kind introduction. Psalm 23, verse 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. In verse 4 of this 23rd Psalm, there is a dramatic change. In verses 1 to 3, the sheep are talking to other sheep across the fence, telling them how good their shepherd is to them. But beginning in verse 4, the sheep are talking to their shepherd. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. There is an old Arab proverb that says, all sunshine and no rain makes a desert. If we never had any hard times or any dark times or any gloomy times in our lives, then our lives will be all dried up. We'll have no depth in ourselves and no maturity. It takes the good times and the bad times to bring us into maturity. Each of our lives are a mixture of pain and of pleasure, of failure and success, of mountaintops and valleys. Today we are going to look at God's answer to the problems that comes from the dark valleys of our lives, even in our darkest valleys. Our darkest days, God is always there. The psalm says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Here we meet the name Jehovah Shammah, the Lord my presence, the Lord who had promised, lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. In the land of Israel, there is a real place called the Valley of the Shadow of Death. It is a deep, steep, and very narrow canyon. The sun only shines upon the bottom of it when it is directly overhead at high noon, once a day. The rest of the time, the canyon is pitch dark. David probably led his sheep through this dark valley many times when he was a young shepherd tending his father's sheep. As we look in the Bible, we find that the word valley refers to all kinds of dark and difficult times in our lives. Joshua talked about the valley of calamity. The psalmist speaks about a valley of weeping. The Old Testament prophet Hosea spoke of the valley of trouble. In the psalm, David speaks of this valley of death, or in the Hebrew, it means the valley of deep darkness, a fearful darkness. There are some valleys, low points in our lives, and then there are some fearful, life-changing valleys, depressing times in our lives. How do we begin to handle the valleys of our lives? I want us to take a look at five facts about valleys. Firstly, valleys are inevitable. Valleys are going to happen, so we might as well learn to expect them. Each of us have either just come out of a valley, or we are in a valley right now, or else we are approaching a valley just around the bend on the road of life. That's how common valleys are. Valleys happen through our lives, one after another. We all enjoy mountaintop experiences. But for every mountain, there is a valley. Jesus was very honest about the valleys of life. In John 16, verse 33, he said, "In this world, you will have troubles and tribulations. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." It's not a matter of if we are going to walk through a valley, but rather when we are going to walk through a valley. Valleys are going to happen. Job 14 verse 1 says, "Man that is born of a woman is of few days and full of trouble." We are all going to have some difficulties and some disappointments and some discouragements in our lives. There'll be times of sufferings, of sorrows, and of sickness. There'll be times of frustrations, and of failures, and of fears. They're going to happen because they are a part of our lives in a fallen, sinful world. Secondly, valleys are unpredictable. Valleys cannot be timed, or planned, or scheduled. The majority of time, when valleys come, they come to us unexpectedly and without any sort of warning. One minute, the skies are blue and the sun is shining and the birds are chirping. And the next minute, the dark clouds appear and we have to run for shelter or be drenched. They generally seem to come at the worst of times and when we are the least prepared for them. For examples, have we ever had a flat tire at a convenient time? Have we ever lost our job at a conducive time? Have we ever been in a hospital at a comfortable time? Valleys just happen, and generally when we least need them and when they are the most inconvenient for us. Wouldn't it be great if we could plan our lives to avoid valleys? That is no way to plan our lives. Thirdly, valleys are impartial. Valleys don't show favoritism. No one is immune from valleys. No one is insulated, so they are untouched by pain and hardship and sorrow. No one is allowed to skim through life problem and trouble-free. Troubles and trials, the pains of life happen to both good people and bad people. Jesus taught, "It rains upon the just and the unjust." Bad things happen to good people, and good things also happen to bad people. Valleys are impartial. They don't care how good we are or how bad we are. Oftentimes, when we go through a valley, our first reaction is, "Why me?" But do we think that we should be immune from problems while everybody else has to go through them? Do you think we should be the only one in the universe that never has a tragedy or a loss or loses some loved one? We have to always remember that this is not heaven and that this place is often filled with problems and with difficulties because we live in a sinful world. Disasters and tragedies happen to all of us. Fourthly, valleys are only temporary. Valleys do have an end to them. They don't last forever. They do not have a permanent location. In Psalm 23 verse 4, David says, "Though I walk through the valley." The valley is not something we stay in for the rest of our lives. A valley is something that we go through. It is a situation or a circumstance that is seasonal. When we are in a valley, it often looks like it is a dead end. We are stuck. There is no way out. But valleys are like tunnels. There is a beginning and an ending to them. Every trial will eventually pass. Psalm 30 verse 5 says, "Weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning." Peter says, "There is a wonderful joy ahead, even though the going is rough for a while down here." Peter admits that sometimes we must face some tough and some rough times. This earthly life is tough. I think everybody is aware of that, but they are only for a little while. Peter stresses, there is a wonderful joy just ahead of us. Heaven may be nearer than we ever realize. Peter says, so don't be discouraged. Even if we live 75 or 80 years in this life and we have problems and valleys, our entire lives, it is so insignificant when we compare to eternity in heaven. I know of some people whose valleys last for years, but there is a release from it all. One glad day, oh, what a day of rejoicing that will be. What will heaven be like? The golden streets and the gates of pearls and the walls of jasper will seem as nothing when we receive a body that will for all eternity be free from all pain and all sorrow. There is a place free from valleys, a place where there are no more altars, no more hospitals, no more nursing homes, no more funeral homes, no more graveyards, no more jails or prisons, no more cancer, no more crippling diseases, no more heart attacks, no more hungry children, no more financial struggles, no more worries of any sort. If we live by faith in the Lord Jesus in this life, we will one day trade our crosses for glorious crowns, and every valley will be eternally and forever gone. Valleys are only temporary for the Christians. Fifthly, valleys have a good purpose. Our God is not a mean God. God has a purpose for every valley we walk through. Whether it is a valley of doubt, despair, discouragement, depression, or defeat, God has a reason behind it. Peter says, "In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ." These trials and temptations are but for a season. They are not accidental. They are there to prove the strength and the power of faith. God wants to build our faith through these valleys of life. Strong faith to God is more precious than gold that perishes away. We all enjoy the mountaintops when things in our lives are going well and there is no pain or suffering or hardship. However, faith is not built during these mountaintop experiences. We are not in a time of great need or a time of crisis or a time of despair, so we are not really having to face it. When everything seems to be fine, we don't realize our great need and dependency of God. Our faith is built during the valleys of lives. When we are going through valleys of life, face to face, it is then that we get on our knees and we really cry out unto the Lord. And whether or not we make it, whether or not it's just dependent upon God, but it is also dependent upon our faith in God. So what can we do when we go through dark valleys? First, refuse to be discouraged. Let's look at Psalm 23 verse 4 again. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. I want you to observe two very important things about this verse. The first is, God doesn't panic when you go through a problem, and neither should we as his sheep. The picture we get from this verse is that the sheep are not frightened as they pass through the valley. Look at this verse. Notice that it says that I walk through the valley. It doesn't say I run. It doesn't say I quiver. It doesn't say I shiver. No, it says I walk. I have a sure footing. I take my time. I don't need to panic. The second thing I want you to look at are the words I will. Circle those words. I will is a matter of choice. I will fear no evil. I will overcome this problem. With God's help, I will get out of this hole. One of the biggest adjustments you need to make when you are going through problems is an attitude adjustment. Refuse to be discouraged. You can't go around the valley. You can't go under the valley. You can't go over the valley. You must go through the valley. But I will fear no evil. I will not be afraid. I refuse to cower in fear. I will walk through this valley. But there is even more to it than just willing yourself through your problems, isn't there? There is a reason why you should refuse to be discouraged. Look at the next phrase in verse 4. For you are with me. God is with you every step of the way. God promises his presence. Jehovah Shammah is his name. The Lord, my presence. Secondly, rely on God's presence. God does not leave you alone. At verse 4 in the psalm, there is a great change in the language. Up to this point, all the pronouns are in the third person. He leads me. He guides me. He restores my soul. Now the language changes from the third person to the second person. You are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. All of a sudden, the ultimate becomes the intimate. When you are going through dark valleys, you don't want to talk about God. You want to talk to God personally. Religion becomes a personal relationship. God says, I'm with you. I'll take you by the hand. I'll lead you through this valley. It's during dark valleys that we need to know God is there. It's during dark valleys that our faith is the most tested. It is like being in a dark cave with a reliable tour guide with you. One of the things you must do in that situation is remember where you are and who you are with. You remember that you are in a cave with a tour group. You remember that your spouse is there with you. But most of all, you remember that you have a guide who is there to lead you out of the cave. This is like being in a dark valley. He's right there. I may not be able to see him because of the darkness, but the fact remains that God is there with you. I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. Thirdly, rest on God's protection. David reminds us that God has a rod and a staff to protect us. The rod and the staff are basic tools for the shepherd. The rod is basically 2 feet long, has a knot at one end. Shepherds train to use the rod like a missile at anything that would endanger the sheep. And shepherds use the rod to protect their flock. The staff is a long stick with a crook at the end. The staff is used to draw sheep out of a ditch, out of trouble, or to pull them closer to the shepherd's side. But the truth is, the shepherd is there to protect his sheep. God has promised us his protection. Jesus said, "My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand." I want to close with 3 thoughts about shadows. David, in this verse, Psalm 23 says, "I walk through the valley of shadows of death." Shadows are always bigger than reality. Fear is always greater than the problems you face. Shadows cannot hurt you. Have you ever been run over by the shadow of a truck? There is a big difference between a truck and a shadow. Shadows cannot hurt you. They can only scare you. The shadow of a sword cannot kill us. The shadow of a dog cannot bite us. And the shadow of death cannot destroy us. The Bible says that God is light, and in Him there is no darkness. Learn to trust Him. Believe in Him. Because the Lord is my shepherd.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thank you, Dr. Harry Tan. This is Times of Refreshing, a ministry of Bethesda Hall in partnership with TWR Asia. And I invite you to join us again tomorrow when Kenneth begins a 2-part series titled Truth and Love. Right now, though, we would love to hear from you, and I have several ways through which you can be in contact. You can send us a text message at 9431-3813. Or you can write to us at Post Office Box 392, Thompson Road, Post Office, Singapore 915-714. You can go to our Facebook page and leave your comments there or share some views with some of the other folks you see. Also, I invite you to visit our website, www.timesofrefreshing.asia, where you can listen to the program right online. And Times of Refreshing has an iPhone app that allows users to directly access the broadcast messages and the podcasts right from their iPhones. I'm McDaniel Phillips, inviting you to join us again for Times of Refreshing.